1-800-283. You can give us a call and talk about whatever it is that you want to talk about. That number is 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Tally.
That's right. Tally's here with us. Actually, Brian and Stephanie are off at the, I think it's the Midwest Liberty Festival, something like that. They're off at a Liberty Festival doing Liberty Festival things.
Nice.
Having a good time.
I got to listen to Brian Sovereign just recently on his podcast, Sovereign Tech, and it's always entertaining.
That's right. He's got his own show. It's called Sovereign Tech. And what do you do, Tally? What's your claim to fame here that people might know you from?
Well, as of late, I've been getting buff on your property, moving a bunch of logs around and doing some lumberjacking.
But that doesn't count. You're the former crasher-in-chief of Bureaucrash. That's that was a big deal back in the day.
That's true. Most of the things I've done in my past, I've since renounced. But
I understand. We're all growing, and we're all changing, and coming up with new and different ideas. But there's nothing wrong with having worked as much time as you did in Washington, D.C. to forward the ideas of liberty. Successful or not.
Right. No, I mean, I'm kidding about that. It was a lot of good times. I met some great people. I got to travel a lot and, but learned a lot about myself. And these days I try to keep it a lot more positive than, a lot of the negative enemy imagery that is associated with an organization named Bureaucrash.
I gotcha. And I more and more I'm moving towards the same philosophy is that I'm... It all seems to be about, the liberty movement is about fighting the increases in government, fighting the government bureaucrats, arguing, name-calling, and all the stuff that goes with it. And, I completely understand where people, believe me, I completely understand where people are coming from on this, but I'm tired of it, and I don't think it even works. Is that it seems like there's a lot of fighting that goes on between actually inside the liberty movement and then outside. Once you get it all hammered down whose side you're going to be on inside the liberty movement, then you got to fight with the folks on the outside of the liberty movement in order to hammer down what it is, how we're going to move the ball forward or whatever. And it doesn't. It just seems like a lot of fighting.
Notice the terms that you're using, though. Fighting, right? I mean, that reflects, hand-to-hand combat and things like that. And I think human beings need to do a much better job of communicating with another. And certainly, I'm in the front of that list of people who could improve. But communication is just so important, because if we can work things out, if we can talk about, what we need and want as opposed to using force, I think we'll advance.
That's what I'm hoping for. I'm hoping to see people, because it seems like we're still in the communication stage when it comes to liberty, that you can't see too many things change too quickly. Maybe I'm completely wrong there, but I see a lot of pushback in a lot of pushing and a lot of pushing back when it comes to sort of the liberty movement. Is even here in New Hampshire, there's a lot of pushback. The liberty folks here in New Hampshire have been more successful than they've been anywhere on the globe. And the pushback here is enormous. We're past the first they ignore you, and we're past then they laugh at you, and we're on to they fight you, and of course the idea is then after that you win. But it could go the other way.
But isn't that that's another problem I see? Is it's the them and then the us,
right?
And the they.
Who is the them? Who's the us? And I just want them to be us. I want all of us to be us, and none of there to be no thems.
Right. You sound like John Lennon.
There's a little wisdom in what old Johnny Boy had to say.
Absolutely. But no, I mean, I do want to imagine a world where it's not the thems and the us, especially when it's a movement that the Free State Project movement that some people like to characterize as one that wants to take over. And to, some people that have lived here, they might see that as a them versus us. And, a lot of... It's like a liberty bubble here in New Hampshire, and just like it was a liberty bubble, the people that I hung out with in Washington, D.C. I think it's better to, be part of the community as opposed to imposing yourself on them.
I tend to feel the same way. So I have a story here that illustrates how, in fact, U.S. foreign policy is not creating a lot of communities where people find U.S. foreign policy to be desirable. This is from the New American at newamerican.com. In fewer than 2 weeks, Hellfire missiles launched by U.S. drones have killed at least 31 people in Yemen. Now, I don't know how many of them, at least 14 of the victims were believed by President Obama, the launcher-in-chief, to be al-Qaeda militants. That puts us at 50-50. I wonder how many people, and that's just the suspected terrorists. None of these people have received trials. There's no evidence that they're terrorists. The suggestion that somehow our intelligence agencies can deem from remote control airplanes in the sky whether or not somebody is guilty or innocent, I find to be very fascinating. You know, where are they getting their information? Is it human intel? Is it electric intel? Digital intel? Where is it coming from, and how sure are we that when we're just killing folks over in Yemen? The U.S. government's ties to the Yemenis government. I mean, here you have the biggest, most dangerous dictator in the Middle East that the United States is supporting, the Yemeni's president. He is Yemeni? I'm not sure. He's a dictator, and his people do not like him. And I find it reprehensible that a country that fought a revolutionary war against a king can support a dictator like this.
It's not the first time that the United States has backed a dictator.
I don't think it's in the first two dozen times.
I mean, look what is going on in Egypt. You know, all those weapons that are killing Egyptians come from the United States, and the military receive their salaries from U.S. money, and there's quite a bit of bloodshed going on there, and it's done in my name, and I don't appreciate it, so I don't like to associate with the people that do that so much.
Yeah, I find it very disturbing that they're out killing in my name, and it's not a pleasant one. So I'm going to go on with the article here. On the heels of reports of the foiling of a plot purportedly hatched by the Yemeni-based branch of the alleged terrorist organization, the president has accelerated the frequency and ferocity of drone strikes in the small Arab nation. The AP is reporting that on August 7th, a suspected U.S. drone strike killed 7 alleged al-Qaeda militants. By the way, this is another thing, is we can't even prove that these are U.S. drone strikes. Imagine what it's like when a foreign nation is using remote control airplanes to kill people in your country, and it's killing innocent people. These numbers, it's more than half of the people killed are innocent. Somewhere along the line, I don't know if the United States government is still doing it, because we can't really prove any of this stuff, they were using practices called a double tap,
yeah,
where they would drop a bomb and then wait for people to come out to help those that had been killed, and then they'd drop another bomb on those people. So you have no relationship there to killing terrorists.
No, those people that are heroic first responders here in the U.S., those are the people over there that are, responding, trying to help the survivors out, and they're being killed.
Right. I mean, in the United States, those people that rush to aid those folks that had just been involved in an explosion would be called heroes. Those people are heroes. But I think that the one thing that really binds Americans together is their apathetic lack of care for what the heck their government does in foreign places around the world, especially when those foreign places right now are in the Middle East.
You know, Obama's just so likable.
Yes. He's liked by some. I mean, his rating's at 40 right now. That's pretty. That means 2 out of 5 people think you're great. I mean, shoot, that'd be really good for Free Talk Live.
Hey, speaking of Obama, this last Friday he gave a hasty press conference before he went on vacation to Martha's Vineyard, and he was talking about, these reforms on NSA surveillance were going to be done well before Edward Snowden leaked this to the press.
Now, that sounds like a big fat lie to me.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And then, so he was on vacation this weekend in Martha's Vineyard, and if you're reading the news, you will see that there have been thousands of incidents of NSA say using people's information improperly. Thousands.
There you go. And who's going to hold him responsible? Because I know if they catch Edward Snowden, they're going to bury him under the jail.
We can talk about that next.
Yeah. 855-450-FREE. Is this forum? Are we wrong on this foreign policy? Can you set us straight here? 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
This is a special message for women over 40. Are you experiencing hot flashes or sleeplessness? How about stress or low libido? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you may be experiencing hormonal imbalance due to menopause, and you qualify to receive a free sample of Amberin, a leading menopause solution that's clinically shown to help balance hormones and relieve common symptoms of menopause. Amberin has helped thousands of women finally get relief from menopause symptoms. And if you haven't tried Amberin, now's the time, because for the first time ever, you can try it completely free. All you have to do is call 1-800-922-1460 and request your free sample. There's no risk and no obligation to buy anything in the future. Want to know if Amberin can work for you? Get your free sample and find out. This is a very limited time offer, so don't wait. Call now. 1-800-922-1460. Shipping not included. Limited to one free sample per household. Call 1-800-922-1460. That's 1-800-922-1460.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. 855-453. You can give us a call, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. We open up the phone lines. You can call in. You can discuss whatever you want. Obviously, we bring things to the table. I mean, we got to do a radio program here, but at any point, you can call in about that issue that's important to you, and we will discuss it with you. We'll discuss it. I mean, that doesn't mean we're not going to agree or disagree with you, obviously.
Or you could be right.
You could be right, in which case you probably won't spend much time on the air because, yep, you're right. Bye. 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark.
And Tally.
You can give us a call, like I said, and if you want to hear past episodes of Free Talk Live, we have them available to you for free. I know that doesn't happen very much in radio land where radio shows give away their shows, but we do. At archives.freetalklive.com, we've got years worth of Free Talk Live right there for you to download, whatever you want. It's archives.freetalklive.com. All right, Tally, going on with this story here about the more than 30 people killed in Yemen and here in like a week's time by targeted drone strikes. And we saw that there were some there's some chatter about maybe some bombings at some embassies. I'm not exactly sure what this chatter looked like, but certainly the people in government took it pretty seriously. And I don't like being equated with the policies of my government. I used to be one of these warmongering type Republican folks.
Now, why do you call them your government?
Well, I live here, and they claim ownership of me.
Oh, okay.
How's that? I advocated for the invasion of Afghanistan. I was so angry about 9/11, I would have advocated for the invasion of Canada at that point. You know, whatever. You say the Canadians did it, let's get them. I believed the Bush administration's... Well, I believed the story that the Bush administration believed, which was that Iraq had yellow cake. Now,
me too. Colin Powell got before the United Nations and TV cameras and convinced them and me because I told myself, well, they have a lot more information than I did.
That's how I felt, and I think Colin Powell at this point feels a little ripped off.
Well, of course.
He believed the information that he had, and it turns out that this information was extracted by torture, which is, the Bush administration was kind of, high on torture. Now, they didn't do the torture.
I didn't realize that was the case.
As I understand, this information came from a person who was tortured by the Egyptian government.
Well, it was my understanding that the Bush administration already had the answer and was looking for a CIA analyst to make the case.
I see.
To go into Iraq.
There you go. Well, at this point, no one found any yellow cake anywhere.
No weapons of mass destruction.
Well, I guess there were weapons of mass destruction. They found like old sarin gas and stuff like that. But I mean, not what they went in looking for. And it's going to be really difficult to argue that Iraq's that much better off today than they were when they were invaded. What's it been, a decade now?
Was America better off for intervening in Iraq?
I think not.
I think not.
I remember early on saying something to myself, well, even if we're wrong, we'll get lower gas prices. Now, that's a pretty mercenary thing to say, right? Like, there's 100,000 non-combatants died in Iraq. Now, I didn't know that many people were going to die. I believe the bombs could be smart. And, at least we'll get lower gas prices. And we didn't.
The American people were told that the U.S. troops would be welcome like heroes.
Yep, flowers in the streets and things like that. And, briefly, that was kind of the case. And it was like, get out. We have to have a civil war about who's going to be in charge now. And, I don't like who was in charge before. And I don't, frankly, like who's in charge now. But that's not my business. It's not my business to get involved and decide who the winners and the losers are. That, would the United States be better off if France or Russia intervened in the American Revolution? They did intervene to some extent by giving Washington and his guys some troops. But if they had intervened and decided who the winners and the losers were going to be and that kind of thing. Obviously, you only want the intervention when it's on your side. When it's on the other side, I don't know which the side of truth is. Well, I'm pretty sure it's not the NSA, though.
Well, that's a mess. But again, I'll go back to the Egyptian situation, which is developing. And you have dictator who had to leave, Hosni Mubarak, and he was propped up by the U.S. FedGov for quite some time. And then you have this new democratically elected government that gets thrown out of power by the army, and the U.S. government is funding all these people. I don't think the funding stream has ever stopped.
No, as I understand it, they don't. They have to ignore the idea that this is a junta in order to continue to fund it, and they're going to continue to fund it. They're just going to ignore what the truth is.
They're going to fund the next regime and the next one after that.
It's very interesting. I have no interest in giving any money to the Egyptian government or the Israeli government or any of these governments.
I read that that is being done in large part because the United States doesn't have to ask for permission for its military planes to fly over Egypt, and also the Suez Canal, U.S. Military ships are able to be first in line past all the oil tankers.
That sounds like probably about the reason why, would be my guess.
And their relationship with Israel signing a peace treaty.
Now, I don't know where the payoffs come when it comes to Yemen. I don't know. And we probably won't find out. It tends to be decades before we find out this information. And when the news is that cold, it's really not of much use. But currently there are these predator drones dropping bombs on different places in Yemen, including a school. This article's is about a week old.
So what's the evidence that a U.S. drone hit, or drone strike, a missile from the United States government hit a school?
Well, the evidence is that what they can do is they can collect these bomblets. They can find these, the bomb casings. Mm-hmm. They can say, what companies they're from. And these companies sell to the United States.
Okay.
Also, there's not a lot of other countries with drone technology.
Are there dead children? I mean,
well, yeah, there's that.
Was the school open at the time of this missile attack?
Yeah, CNN reported in central Yemen's Mareb province, 8 people were killed in an early morning drone strike, including 4 with links to Al Qaeda. Again, we're at that 50-50 number. Then, for the third day in a row, the United States sent drones to summarily execute targets in the Hadramaut province, in an area of Yemen identified by the Obama administration as a bastion of al-Qaeda in the Arab Peninsula. According to establishment party line, the purpose of the drone strikes is to prevent any further terrorist attacks in the United States or her allies. That's, that's going to work, right? Like, blow people up and there won't be any more terrorism. In a hearing before the Senate in April, Yemeni journalist Faria al-Maslami testified the U.S. thinks it understands Yemen, but drones have been one of the most effective tools for al-Qaeda to succeed in Yemen. A big part of al-Qaeda's power in the movement is convincing Yemenis that they are in a war with America, that America is attacking the sovereignty of Yemen, and its government is not legitimate. That's the Yemenis. The government is not legitimate. And I would have to agree, that it's a pretty clear strike here. The drones are killing our people, killing our children, and destroying our homes.
Anyone that uses violence isn't legitimate.
855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live. Is there a way to solve this foreign policy thing that we're not thinking of? 855-450-FREE.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Before another autumn arrives, celebrate the closing days of summer with the first annual Blue Green Organic Summer Fest. Friday, September 20th through Sunday the 22nd on beautiful Madeline Island, Wisconsin. It's 3 days of family-friendly fun, and admission is totally free. There's arts and crafts vendors, a farmer's market, and activities for the kids. Plus, great live music with 9 bands, both regional and local, including headliners The Suburbs and Allison Scott. It's hosted by Blue Green, serving great organic food on Bell Street, on the restaurant and event center grounds. Sponsorship and vendor booths are still available. Call 952-556-8707. The Blue Green Organic Summer Fest, September 20th through 22nd. Madeline Island's never seen anything like it, and it's free. Like us on Facebook and visit BlueGreenOrganicSummerFest.com. Sponsored by South Shore Brewery, Fresh Key, Fry Wines, Freezor, Legendary Waters, The Storm 99.7, and 90 for Life Longevity.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. You can give us a call. Talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Tally.
When I say live, yes, we are live here on the radio. And I know that's really not very common anymore in a radio in America. Nationally syndicated radio tends to be all canned on the weekends. But Free Talk Live believes that you want live content. So we provide live content, get this, 7 days a week.
It's a public service.
It practically is. I mean, what commercial radio program does that? I have an answer for you. In fact, that commercial radio program, the other one is Coast to Coast AM, does 7 days a week. But it's really quite rare for a show to do programming 7 days a week. Now, I don't work 7 days a week, and Tally, you don't work 7 days a week, but we have, you know, two main hosts, Ian and myself. We both do 6 days a week, and then we bring in other folks to kind of mix things up. And hope you appreciate it. You can give us a call at 855-450-FREE. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. And you can join more than a million people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. There you can incorporate a business or create a living will or a living trust, even a will or a trust, or I don't know. They probably got all kinds of different names for these things. Register a trademark. You can get a divorce, do name changes, prenups, powers of attorney, pet protection. Whatever you need to do, they've got common legal documents people trust at LegalZoom.com. And you can use coupon code FTL to save $10 on your order. It's LegalZoom.com, coupon code FTL. So, Jason, going back here, reading a little bit more about what happened in Yemen, here is this is a quote from a gentleman in Yemen on the ground. "Those drones are killing our people, killing our children, and destroying our homes," one man said. He was as he sat among the sheared rebar and crumbled concrete that was once his village. "The drones don't differentiate between people," he said. "They just kill." Another man who spoke to Hakim, that's the reporter here, one of the reporters. I guess there's a reporter that's being reported on in the story. He related that he and his two children live in constant fear of drone strikes. And according to his story, it's not without good reason. After he picked up his daughter from school to take her to a doctor's appointment, Hellfire missiles fired from U.S. drones destroyed the clinic. That's the hospital. He grabbed his daughter and ran back to the school to take cover. Before he got there, though, the school was obliterated by a second missile. His daughter was struck in the back of the head by debris, and she bled to death in his arms.
Oh, my. So, to empathize with these folks, do you think that they felt terror?
I can't imagine that they didn't.
And, I mean, isn't this the United States government's war against terror?
Well, that's the idea. There's certainly crime going on in this region of Yemen, but this isn't the way the police deal with crime here in the United States.
Not yet.
I hope it never is, but if you can imagine what it must be like to just having death falling from the sky on your churches and schools, on your hospitals and schools, it's pretty upsetting, I'm sure. And if somebody's sufficiently upset, what are they willing to do?
Strike back.
I mean, how many of your daughters have to die in your arms before you're ready to strike back?
I don't think the United States is making friends with their incessant drone strikes.
Right. If you look at their numbers here, this is their numbers.
Their meaning the U.S. FedGov?
As far as I can tell, where else are we going to get these numbers? With the Obama administration, there's 31 killed. 14 of them are suspected terrorists.
Oh, there's organizations that go out and do surveys.
But how do they find out who they suspect as a terrorist?
Oh, indeed.
So that has to be the federal government, because they're the only ones that can say who they suspect. So 31 people died, and the federal government says they suspected 14 suspected terrorists. That means 16 people died that weren't suspected terrorists.
Oh, wow. That's a little bit more transparent than I'm used to the FedGov.
It is, and the New American does a great job of parsing out these numbers and putting them together for people, and I don't think we see a lot of good numbers when it comes to these drone strikes. But when you say, if you're killing one innocent person... For one, if you're a child and your daddy is a bad, bad terrorist, you don't know. You don't know. You just care about daddy and your brother and these people that are getting killed. So there's the first thing. So if they consider their terrorists to be freedom fighters.
Indeed.
So even if the United States government was only killing the bad guys with the drones, and no rational person believes that, if they were only doing that, they would still create more terrorists because the younger children of these people that are killed are going to say, "I must avenge my father," and the whole movie narrative begins. Well, this is an important thing for me to do. And the fact is that they're killing about one terrorist for every innocent or less.
There's really not much of a downside to this if you're in the government, because a war is the health of the state. Or if you are a defense contractor, a weapons manufacturer, you'll keep making those drones.
Drones are expensive, and the bombs they drop are expensive.
You'll always have terrorists if, people that are willing to lash back, violence for violence, if the United States projects its foreign policy like this.
There's a lot of narrative out there that kind of gives people the power to do this. Whenever I post these stories on Free Talk Live's Facebook page, I'm not going to guarantee it's there right now, but I wouldn't doubt there's a post there right now. "These people hide behind their children." I think it's the stupidest, most ignorant, evil thing somebody can say. I live in the next room over from my child. There are about 6 inches of wood and insulation between me, my room, and my child's room. Am I hiding behind a 5-year-old? It's ridiculous. I live in the same house. And if the United States government deemed me a terrorist and insurgent tomorrow because I disagree with their foreign policy, and frankly, I would do something about it if I could, if I thought there was something I could do, if I could do something like Edward Snowden, I would. If I could do something like Bradley Manning, I would. They'd never let me close enough to their files to let that happen. But you can believe that they would use violence to bring in Snowden if they had a chance, and they certainly are using violence against Bradley Manning. They practically tortured that kid.
This is somewhat related. I just read that Glenn Greenwald, his domestic partner, whatever you want to call him, was detained for 9 hours.
Is Glenn Greenwald gay?
I believe he is.
There
a
you go. Who
homosexual.
Knows?
I don't know. I just know that somebody very close to him was detained for 9 hours at UK's Heathrow Airport under some terrorism act that they have over there, and they took his computer and searched it and all those things, and just for being the companion of somebody who was working with Edward Snowden to report on these NSA leaks.
It's kind of interesting. If you think about it, what despotic regimes have done in the past is that they'll visit retribution on your family and your friends in order to prevent you from doing something bad. Now, this is a very evil thing to do. But in North Korea, for instance, it's like the spy and then they're up to their grandchildren are incarcerated in these prisons in order to prevent spying, whatever that might look like, dissident. I'm not exactly sure how it works. I don't know what anybody could possibly spy for the, you know, in North Korea. I don't know how that could be done. But yeah, they incarcerate everybody down for two generations. And that's kind of what's being done here by hassling the live-in partner or whatever, a housemate of, I'm not going to propose to know what they do in their bedroom, and I don't care. But by going after them, it's a chilling effect. Mm-hmm. I can only imagine what it would be like if my wife got the impression that she was being detained in the airport for 8 hours because of my political and philosophical beliefs.
Does this mean that Glenn Greenwald can't travel without that level of harassment?
I would imagine it means precisely that. I mean, I can't imagine. It's certainly sending that message to him. 855-450-FREE. Is this what we have to do to maintain peace around the globe? Is this what peace looks like? I mean, I don't know. If this is it, I feel like I've been lied to. 855-450-FREE.
Listen up! Give me an L!
Give me another L!
Give me a Z!
What's that spell?
Incorporation! Protection! Success! Incorporate your business!
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
The Obama administration is targeting people just like you. The IRS, FBI, and NSA are scrambling to collect every bit of information about you. Find out how to protect yourself from government spies at privacyradio.com. But hurry, they do not want you to know about this. It's the story of an American patriot and his struggle against big government. Don't wait. This video could mysteriously go down at any time. Go to privacyradio.com before it's too late. That's privacyradio.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or you can contact us on Skype. On Skype, we are lrn.fm. That's our handle or username or whatever. Just go ahead and request that. Send us a request for a contact there. Then you can give us a call anytime on Skype. The audio quality is a lot better on Skype, too. It's Mark with you.
And Tally.
855-450-FREE. Call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about here on Free Talk Live. But I want to tell you, I think it's very disempowering. This is some of the topics we've been talking about here as far as, you know, what governments do and the names of their people and, you know, the keeping us all safe and all that stuff. And if you disagree, there's little you can do. But one thing you can be certain of is that you're doing a tiny, tiny little bit to perpetuate their power every time you use their currencies. Their currency is where their power comes, whence it comes, right there. That whole thing. Because when they control the money, they control your life. Money is the method of exchange. There's a currency out there that's getting more and more use every single day. Every day. It's called Bitcoin, and when you use Bitcoin, you are, at that moment in time, extracting yourself from this fiat currency system where governments will print money in order to fight wars and perpetuate violence and theft in your name. I use it for that reason as often as I can, and you can. The first step to getting Bitcoins is having a place to put them. The place to put them online, the best online Bitcoin wallet is blockchain.info. Blockchain.info's got online wallets. They're encrypted in the browser. By the way, there is a little bit of a problem with blockchain wallets and other wallets out there. All Android wallets for recently, it was found out, is that any wallet that was generated in an Android phone had, it could be more easily guessed. The encryption techniques were not good. So generate your wallets through the website there at blockchain.info and not through the Android phone. Although you can use it on an iPhone too, and iPhone's fine. And it allows you to, you know, just keep control of your money. They, you know, if you're careful and you use the right techniques, the government or blockchain or anybody can't know how much you're sending or receiving. There's anonymizing tools right there at blockchain.info. It's great. It's time for you to join millions of other Bitcoin users and disempowering the state by using Bitcoin at blockchain.info. So I guess it was this week, Tally, that Bradley Manning, we were just talking about him, he issued an apology for what he did. I said that I would follow in his footsteps if I could, because I think he did so much for us, revealing the crimes the United States government had committed. And these are real live crimes, their own crimes, and they didn't go after Hillary Clinton or anybody in the State Department for them. But there were crimes, and also the collateral murder video, attempting to do anything, not making up to these families of people who were just murdered by, you know, a U.S. helicopter gunship.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me read the statement that Bradley Manning made, and this is on August 15th, and you said that you would walk in his shoes. Would you make a statement like this? And it begins, this ABC, or the AP. Here is Army PFC Bradley Manning's statement Wednesday during the sentencing phase of his court-martial for leaking classified information through WikiLeaks. And this is Bradley Manning speaking to the judge. First, Your Honor, I want to start off with an apology. I am sorry that my actions hurt people. I am sorry that they hurt the United States. At the time of my decisions, as you know, I was dealing with a lot of issues that are ongoing and continuing to affect me. Although a considerable difficulty in life, these issues are not an excuse for my actions. I understood what I was doing and decisions I made. However, I did not fully appreciate the broader effects of my actions. Those factors are clear to me now. After spending all that time in solitary confinement, he continues, though both self-reflection during my confinement in various forms and though the merits and sentencing testimony that I have seen here through the merits, I am sorry for the unintended consequences of my actions. When I made these decisions, I believed I was going to help people, not hurt people. The last few years have been a learning experience. I look back at my decisions and wonder how on earth could I, a junior analyst, possibly believe I could change the world for the better on decisions of those with the proper authority.
Well, you know, I guess we all have a responsibility when you're talking about, you know, a junior analyst here. Clearly, the senior analysts weren't spending any time trying to make sure that the American public knew about the crimes the State Department was committing. They weren't doing that. When a whistleblower is the person that takes the heat because so few will.
Let me read this next sentence and then we'll talk about it further. Bradley Manning says, in retrospect, I should have worked more aggressively inside the system. As we discussed during the provenance statement, I had options and I should have used these options. So the reason I wanted to read that, Mark, is Bradley Manning could have gone up his chain of command, that is using the system, and he could have told them about, hey, look at this collateral murder video. But didn't he do that?
Well, I thought that he went up the chain of command is what I had heard, but he just apparently didn't go far enough or try hard enough. But this is, to me, this is the mea culpa that needs to be said before the court.
Indeed.
I mean, I don't take this of any value. I'm sure that some people do. I can see why people might say, Bradley Manning has let us all down by apologizing. But, you know, it's his life. And if he doesn't apologize, like, how many more years are you willing to do in order to not apologize? It's easy to sit out here and foam at the mouth of what all the ills that the U.S. government, and frankly, all the other governments around the world, too. The U.S. government is not much better and not much worse than the rest of them. I think in some cases much better than some, but certainly not, you know, worse than too many of them. I can foam at the mouth about it, but it doesn't. If I'm sitting there and I have the choice, look, you can make some kind of apology that and get out of this or not, and it's up to you. I think I'm going to probably make the apology.
Well, I can understand why it raised eyebrows, including my own. The other day I was in Keene Central Commons and I chalked, you know, Bradley Manning speaks truth to power. And that's why I find him so heroic. And I don't find the statement that I'm reading to be heroic, but I totally understand his motivations for doing so, as you described. Let me finish the rest. There's about four more sentences here. Bradley Manning continues, "Unfortunately, I can't go back and change things. I can only go forward. I want to go forward. Before I can do that, I understand that I must pay a price for my decisions and actions. Once I pay that price, I hope to one day live in a manner that I haven't been able to in the past. I want to be a better person, to go to college, to get a degree, and to have a meaningful relationship with my sister, with my sister's family and my family. I want to be a positive influence in their lives, just as my Aunt Deborah has been to me. I have flaws and issues that I have to deal with, but I know that I can and will be a better person. I hope that you can give me the opportunity to prove, not through words, but through conduct, that I am a good person and that I can return to a productive place in society.
So this
Thank
just
you, Your Honor.
This just sounds like the politicians when they say, I'll be stepping down to spend more time with my family. I mean, I don't think anybody believes it when they hear it. And, I guess this apology rings just so hollow to me that it doesn't matter. I hope it gets him less time because it's pretty clear he's going to get some time. I don't know how much that time that's going to be. I think it's laughable that this judge basically awarded him, I think it was 10 days for the torture that he experienced in the Marine brig at
Quantico. Solitary confinement.
I think that solitary confinement, by the way, the United States' policy towards solitary confinement is torture as far as I'm concerned, and as far as Amnesty International is concerned and several
other international bodies.
Yeah. I think that the maximum a person's supposed to be in solitary, as far as like these sort of international treaties and things like that, are is like 2 weeks.
Wow.
And the United States puts them in there for years.
Yeah, so he did have a lot of time to reflect about using that chain of command and doing things through the system. I mean, that's what the punishment. He's already been punished even before the trial. But, you know, his letter here sounds like a lot of cases. Tommy Chong, I remember watching a documentary about him when there were some government agents in a room trying to get him to film a TV commercial about not to use drugs. And they said, use your Tommy Chong voice, you know, because that's what people remember you as. Are we going to break?
Yeah, indeed we are. Did he not use the Tommy Chong voice?
He wanted to go in a different direction, but the government was insisting that he
Tommy Chong
Tommy
must,
Chong speak
must
to everybody.
Penance 855-453 Free Talk Live.
Age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society: the wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges start a conversation with your neighbor or your doctor or your family or your school. Now there's teachers and lawyers and business executives, and they all wear shiny badges and they all reject the fake. Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges show the world that you reject coercion and aggression and oppression by the state. Shinybadges.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.